Hello, everyone. This is April from Offer HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. Today is Talk About It Thursday at Offer HR and Business Solutions. I trust everyone's day is going well. I want to welcome everyone to the show again and invite you to visit the website, offerhr.net. When you review this website, you'll see a little bit about us, knowing that we are a virtual human resource management company who manages small, mid-sized companies from 2 to 37 employees throughout the country. Again, welcome. I invite you to call and ask questions. Love to have them know what your challenges are in your organization, whether it's employee engagement, whether you're preparing for the rollout of a new product, performance management. Whatever your challenge or your question is, we invite you to let us know. You can visit us at offerhr.net again. And you can also go on our page, leave us a message for a question. You can leave a question for our HR elephant, Ellie, as well. Again, welcome. So we have some things going on today, some things going on at Offer HR and Business Solutions. So let me give you some little tidbits that are going on at Offer HR and Business Solutions. If you want to call in, you can call in at 323-870-4359. You can also instant message us on the website at offerhr.net. Just go there and click on the chat button, and you can instantly chat with myself or someone at the company. So some great things that are going on here. You all know about our Google Hangout. That is another opportunity for small businesses or HR professionals to ask questions. You can get all kind of tidbits from the website. If you have a particular concern, we are always happy to provide. We have checklists galore. So if you want to see how your recruiting process is growing, if you want to see how effective your progressive discipline is going, or if you want to implement a employee engagement program in your company, you can shoot us an email. We'll be glad to give you some direction or shoot you a checklist to get you started. Our Google Hangouts are the first and third Tuesdays now. They used to be the second and the fourth. They are the first and the third Tuesday of each month. And the second and the last Thursday of the month is, guess what? The radio show. So you can always click on the website. You can actually click right on the website and come straight here. And, give us a call. We want to know what questions you have in your company, and how we can help you grow your HR, or if you're looking for an HR manager. Our specialty, our passion is growing small businesses, 2 to 37 employees. So check out our Hangouts. We have a lot of fun, again, on first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7 to 8. You can, again, when you actually go directly to the website, and click on those Hangouts, come directly there. They are live to answer your HR questions. You can do it by video or by chat. And so it's an opportunity to talk about changing laws and updating laws. The HR industry is always changing, and one of our premises is to keep you up to date on new and changing laws that are happening to help you manage your HR more effectively, or to hang out with all of you. Again, you can access those, the Google Hangout directly on the website, or the radio show directly on the website. And we want to, again, welcome you to the show. We want to take the opportunity to congratulate our Director of Operations, Mr. Jeffrey Robbins, on completing his PHR certification this month. Yay! We are very proud of him. He's worked very hard, and we are definitely glad to have him as a part of our team. He is, again, our Director of Operations. Some other things we have going on, I know that you all know that we are continuously filling job positions. We have an excellent remote position that has been posted on Facebook and on Twitter and on the website or on our Facebook page, a remote customer service professional position. You can actually apply for that directly on the website on our offerhr.net/job employment central button. And you can go right there, locate the button that says apply here. You can apply for that position. Some other positions that we are featuring, we're looking for great candidates for, include an associate technical director in Greenwich, Connecticut, a client services team lead in Norwood, Massachusetts, and a health and benefits consultant in Seattle, Washington. There are other positions that we are working diligently to provide the best candidates for. You can also see about those positions at on the website. Click on the button on the and that is on the Employment Central tab. It's where you'll find positions that we are filling daily. And those change, those positions are updated daily. We are opening a new division of Offer HR and Business Solutions, which is going to be staffing. That starts August the 1st. We have a lot going on here, and I want you to stay tuned for that, for the push out of that new website, which will be going live within the next few days. We also have a human resource management meetup that's coming up in August. August is a very busy month. Today is National Intern Day, so be sure to celebrate your intern. You know, interns have changed. The job description of intern has changed so much. Interns do not just get coffee and make copies these days. Interns are beginning their careers in positions as interns, and they're doing a lot and handling a lot more responsibility. And so we want you to remind you to celebrate your intern today if you have not already done so. So some other things that we want to talk about today. Employee engagement, as you know, is one of our passions here at Offer HR and Business Solutions. Engaging your workforce is very, very, very essential to improving your culture and growing your workforce. Yes, it is 12:40, and I am still drinking coffee. I hope you all are enjoying your lunches with us. We're so glad to have you aboard. We welcome you again to give us a call. We have questions at 323-870-4359, and we'll be glad to answer your HR questions. So some tips that I want to give you today on employee engagement, some little tidbits, most fun things to keep in mind, because we do want to keep employees engaged as we continue to grow our workforces across the United States. We want to make sure that our workforce are engaged, they feel appreciated, they feel free to share their suggestions, their ideas with the organization, and to not make it be so much just a workplace, but we as company owners realize the importance of making sure our employees feel welcome and they're sharing our ideas. You know, you never know where that next great idea is going to come through. Employees are working at a different, they are viewing the organization from a different scope than management. And so we always want to know when suggestions are available to make something more effective or, you know, just to point us out in the right direction as management so that we know we're doing the right things to grow our workforce and make sure that they're appreciated. And so some ideas for improving your employee engagement include if you're implementing an employee engagement program, it is important that it is embraced from the top down, from the bottom up, all the way through the organization. Some people say start from the bottom. Some people say start from the top. I'm a true believer that when you start from the top, our management, our leaders are doing that. They're leading. So oftentimes, if employees do not, they don't see that management or the senior team or the leaders or whatever term you may use for your upper management or are following the employee engagement program. Of course, they're not going to be believers. You need your top teams to be believers first, and then the employees follow them. Again, if you're not a believer, how do you expect your teams to be believers? Make sure you're choosing the right champion in your organization to spread that and to spread the employee engagement and to share the ideas and push out the ideas. And you have to have, again, believers. Change is not easy. We all know that. But we have to make sure that we have the right individuals in the workplace, in the right positions that are championing a new program in an organization. You want to focus on bold goals when you're improving your engagement, but not just improving engagement. The reason is it's not enough to just connect business leaders and managers to drive a particular program. You have to, it's important to choose a metric to gauge the effectiveness of a program, whether it's an employee engagement program, whether it's a progressive discipline program, whether it's a performance management program, whatever that program is, it's essential that you have a metric that you can gauge to see exactly where the improvements are taking place, and then set a date for achieving a certain level or for that metric. Perhaps if you are trying to gauge your employee, for instance, if you are trying to choose a metric for your employee handbook. I'm sorry. If you're trying to gauge the employee engagement, you want to know the level of engagement your employees are at. And so you want to know things such as choose a metric such as attendance, whether you want to improve in attendance or you want to lower attendance. If you want to see the more effectiveness of an employee engagement program, you want to choose metrics and not a whole lot of metrics, because if you choose a whole lot of a whole lot of different metrics, it's kind of hard to you want to gauge them. So you want to be able to choose two or three main metrics to see where you are, say, in 30 days from when that engagement program was put in place, 90 days, 1 year, 2 years, and such and such. So you don't want to push it out too far, but you want to give the program time enough to grow and to show improvement and to monitor changes that are needed to make that program a success. You want to be able to hold your managers accountable is another aspect of improving your employee engagement. Making sure that you have management that are, again, they are in tune with what the organization is achieving, what the goals of the organization are, and that they believe in those goals. You want to recruit and promote your engagement throughout the organization. You want to make sure that your employees are there. You know, if they're seeming disengaged, and some signs that employees are disengaged are when you see high absentee levels, or you see bitterness or different aspects of the company where employees may not be getting along the best, team members, you see friction and things of that nature. Those are signs that there is a particular level of disengagement among your staff. So that's very important to keep in mind. You want to focus on chronic underperformers so that you can either get them reengaged or make other changes to your staff so that the goals of your organization are moving forward, that you're moving towards those goals for the program. One or two disengaged employees can, and it's unfortunate, but one or two disengaged employees can have a huge impact on a workforce, especially if it's a small business. It is 12:50. We are going to take a break now, and we will be right back. We are back. We are back, and I want to welcome you all back after that little short break there. Again, I want to just remind you that you to join us on first and third Tuesdays for our Google Hangout. That's from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. and also on our radio show, which is now the second and the fourth Thursday of the month from 12:30 to 1:30. We want to invite you to call in. The telephone number is 323-870-4359. And so I want to welcome you again.
You're welcome, Annette. And I want to remind you that you are virtual home off of hr.net.
You can give us a call again at 323-870-4359 for your questions, your HR questions. On the website, off of hr.net, you can see the great things that we have going on. Again, our Google Hangout and our chat, our radio station, our radio shows. We have a lot of things going on. We have an HR meetup that will take place the 19th of this month.
We are excited about
that. You'll be able to find out information about that on the website as well. Beginning on the first Wednesday of August, we will have Ask Ellie. Ellie is our human resource elephant. She's our little mascot there, our HR elephant. And so she is, she will be answering HR questions as well. So when you send us a question and we choose your question to answer on our blog, then you will get a offer HR gift, okay, for us selecting your question.
And that begins
the 1st of August. So we spoke a little bit about employee engagement.
Again, employee engagement is something that's very, very important.
Got found a great article today. I want to refer you over there real quick. Or at some point today for New York Times has a great article on small businesses and HR tool mistakes that can cost a company, can be very, very costly.
So check out that article on New York Times, and some of the mistakes include choosing tools before recognizing the challenge and lowering security expectations, dividing information across tools and teams, and choosing tools that will not grow with your organization. So I'm going to put a link on my website that's going to link you over there to that. It's a great article and great information. This is the age of technology. So as small businesses, as businesses period, technology mistakes can be very, very, very costly. And so you want to make sure when you are selecting a tool to implement in your company that it is going to meet the needs of your organization, whatever tool it is, whether it is a HR tool, whether it is a phone system, or whether it's a payroll system, whatever that system is. You have to make sure that it is meeting the needs of your organization specifically.
So we have some other things that are we want to get ready for. I know it's July. Well, actually, it's almost August.
And so I know you don't want to hear it. Someone today
who was talking about Christmas, right my tongue. My son has already started his Christmas list as of February of last year, of this year, so. But in HR, it's important that we prepare for the next year. It's important that you are prepared you know, once we start rolling towards the end of the year, it gets going quicker and quicker and quicker. And before you know it, we are at November. Not trying to scare anyone. Everyone remain calm. But there are some things that you can actually be doing now to save yourself some trouble or some hassle. As the year, as we move on through 2017. Again, I'm not trying to scare anyone. Everyone remain calm. I'm just saying preparation is the key. And so some things that you can be looking for now or reviewing to prepare for the end of the year, because although it's August, I'm not going to say, well, a few days from August, there are things that you can be reviewing at, you know, now so that you are prepared for the year end. The year is not over, not by any means. We're moving through 2017, but the year is not over. And so some things to keep in mind is that if you have not put that employee engagement program in place, you still have time. And if you want a checklist, or we can, we have a checklist that will be available on the website that you can use to get started. If you have not updated your handbook, your employee handbook, your handbook should be updated yearly. If you have not done so, there is still time to do so. Or performance management. Whatever your goal was at January 1st, you still have time. That goal is still attainable. And we want to do what we can to help you as a company, your growing organization, to reach your goals. If there's something, too, that you need some assistance with, you have some questions, just shoot us an email. You can shoot us an email, you know, at offerhr@offerhr.net. Or you can go on the website and you can send us a question. You can chat with us. So some things to be looking at, though, just to kind of get you started on getting ready so that the last few months of the year are not so hectic. If you're like me, you're trying to work very hard to get that procrastination thing out the way and stop doing that. So some things you can be looking at right now is preparing your ACA compliance responsibilities, calculating the number of full-time employees, performing an affordability test for your benefits, and double-checking the status of grandfathered plans to see if they can carry over or if you need to make changes to your benefits for the upcoming year. Examine benefit packages. You know, benefits is one of the biggest challenges of HR, and so it's, you know, rightly so, you might want to get started working with your benefits within your organization. If you're not, you haven't, you know, maybe you can locate, you are looking for a more affordable plan for your employees, a benefit package. And so now is definitely the time to get started on that. So you can examine your benefits package, compare offerings, and update your benefit packages if needed. Review your company-wide salary and perform a cost-of-living adjustment. Those things are things that can be very, very helpful in making you 2018 HR-ready. Some other things. I won't mention the holiday party yet. I'll give you just a moment. We'll talk about that at the next radio show, but it's definitely something, you know, the earlier you plan, the more cost-effective it is. So preparing your first payroll for the new year
And, of course, ordering W-2s and 1099s. And reviewing your employee wage and staff and withholding information for, you know, such as for your W-4. Those are things, again, that you can get started with to make your new year a little less hectic. And, again, it is, you know, just putting that out there. Get started. Again, updating your employee handbook is always one of my favorites. If you have a handbook, you can shoot it to us. We do update handbooks. If you do not have a handbook in place, you can give us an email. We have packages for that as well. Auditing personnel files for compliance, such as updating I-9. Verifying the correct labor laws are properly posted in your break room. And reviewing your hiring processes. Onboarding is very important. So, you know, kind of reviewing what your target was, if you had a target of people, of new applicants that you wanted to hire, where are you in that process, and meeting the, making sure that all of the applicants you have brought on board thus far, all of their information is inputted into the system. And just kind of reviewing, you know, how your onboarding process was this year. How, you know, if you made changes to it, did you evaluate those changes? Was the onboarding process easier? Did you find any challenges? Those are things that will make your year, your next year, easier and get you prepared. Make sure you are having your department check staffing needs and planning for new hires for the upcoming year. Again, where are you in your HR plan from January 1st, 2017? There are a host of things. You know, HR is a ever-changing animal there. So you want to make sure you are staying on top of things, you know, reviewing and updating your policies, making sure your standards or procedures are needed. Do they need to be updated? Have they been updated? Have there been changes that have taken place in your departments that have not been documented in your standard of procedures? So you may need to update them. You don't want to be making changes in your organization in different policies and not noting those changes in your policies and your procedures and definitely in your SOPs as well. Make sure your HR data is backed up for personnel files, and making sure your clean and organized personal workspaces are, you know, do workspaces need to be updated? Do they need to be changed? Are there, you know, just different changes that that need to be done in different workspaces in your offices? Start working to create that distribution, the vacation calendar for the new year as well. It's August, about August, and so it is definitely time to get that started. And then if you have any questions, We are here, and we'd love to answer your HR questions. So we can be reached at 323-870-4359. I'd like to know what's going on in your organization, what HR challenges you have, what HR accomplishments you have. In your company, have you put perhaps a new program in place that's, you know, effective and that you're very proud of and you want to share? We'd love to have that. Again, we have our Google Hangouts are now the first and the third Tuesday of each month, and the radio show is the second and the fourth
Thursday of the month at 12:30. The Google Hangout is at 7 in the evening. So if you can't get with us early in the day at lunchtime, you can still hang out with us from 7 to 8, you know, while you're kind of winding down, you know, answering emails and things of that nature. You know, you can drop us questions on the Google Hangout. We'd love to have you. And if you be sure if you have an HR question again. We're available on the Google chat. And we have our Offer HR hotline. Don't forget about that, which is at all number 4 HR extension 702, which is 844-425-5447. That's extension 702 is our HR hotline, where you can always, if you don't get a question, get an answer right away, or when you call, you can leave a message, and someone will definitely give you a call back and answer your HR question or and see what your HR need is. Be sure to look at the site, offerhr.net. And again, we are rolling out our staffing division next month. So look forward to that. Mm-hmm. And the 19th is when, August 19th, that will be posted shortly on the HR Meetup. That's going to be in Lincoln Park. So that information will be posted on the website here shortly. We'd love for our HR lovers. We have a meetup group, HR lovers, and anyone that'd like to join us. We want to have a great time networking with HR professionals, getting to know businesses, and just kind of networking and hanging out, and it'll be a great time. And so we'd love to have you. We talked about employee engagement today, and again, I'm going to have a checklist on the website for the engagement checklist that'll be on there today. If you want to evaluate your employee engagement program, where you are in it, and where do you want to go? If you put in an employee engagement program at the beginning of the year, or you did one last year and, you want to, see how it's going, we're going to put a checklist on the website for you to check and kind of see where you are. As you know, Offer HR and Business Solutions, we are a virtual human resource management company, and we manage small companies virtually throughout the country. We love what we do, and we've been in existence since 2009. And again, we love what we do here. We're looking forward to meeting you and meeting other small businesses. We manage companies from two employees to 37. And so we also have, the staffing, our staffing division will begin in August. And then also be sure to check out our offerhr.net Employment Central. We have some great positions there that we're looking for great talent for. Have several positions in that those positions are updated daily. So if you are looking for a position, check out the website and you can see what positions we have available. And so I think we have a remote customer service position that we're filling, an associate technical writer that we're looking for that's in Connecticut, and a client services team lead in Norwood, Massachusetts,
and health and benefits consultant in Seattle, Washington, and a plant manager in Tumbled, we have those positions. If you are looking for a position, drop us an email, and we run across something that that you may be interested in. We'll be glad to forward that information into you. Don't forget, today is National Intern Day, so be sure to celebrate your intern. And if you want to, you still have time to give us a call at 323-870-4359. If you have an HR question, or you can catch us on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Google Hangout. And so we'd love to have you. We have so many things that's going on with All for HR.net. We, again, before we get out of here, want to congratulate our Director of Operations, Jeffrey Robbins, on his PHR certification. We're very proud of him. Congratulations, Jeffrey. And I want you to review the website, offerhr.net, and, you know, drop us some of your questions. We had some great information on small businesses and on evaluating your tools for when you're implementing technology in your organization. You want to be very careful with those. Technology always looks so new. It's nice and shiny. So we want to make sure when you implement those tools or those programs that they are meeting the specific needs of your company. And, again, I'm going to put that great article from the New York Times, that link on our webpage, so on our website. So go ahead and review that a little bit more if you have questions. If you have questions about a tool, you can also shoot us an email. We'll be glad to help you. We're going to have some I am that technology works great when it's great when it works right. I do apologize for that. I just, again, wanted to invite you to review the website, offerhr.net, and take a look at the different things that we have going on in our organization. And we are looking forward to our August festivities, which is, again, our HR event that will take place on the 19th. And we're looking so forward to meeting you. If you have questions, again, about anything that Offer HR and Business Solutions does, how we can help you, please feel free to drop us a email or visit us on our live chat on our website. We'll be glad to let you know how we can help you, your organization, meet your HR needs. So we talked again about employee engagement, and I want you all to, again, check out that great article from the New York Times on the small business technology and selecting a good tool or HR, whether it's HR or whether it's finance, whatever tool it is, just making sure that it is applicable to the needs of your specific organization. We want to know, again, what HR challenges you have. Got a couple more minutes left here at 323-870-4359. Some things to keep in mind, again, with your employee engagement is to make sure that you have the right people in place that are championing your employee engagement program, whether it's employee engagement or whether it is a progressive discipline or whether it is a performance manager, whatever that program is, be sure to have set attainable goals and set them far enough out to where you are able to monitor those achievements, whether changes need to be made or whatever needs to be done to get you to your goals that the organization is attempting to reach through that program. We also will put that list of the information on getting ready for 2017. We're going to have you ready for 2017 and being prepared for 2017. And so we gave you some great information on getting ready, getting your benefits ready, and working on compliance issues so that 2018 doesn't smack you when it comes in, because you know when it starts heading this way, it's going to be at full steam ahead. So you want your HR to be ready. You want to make sure that things like your hiring and your hiring is ready, you've hired all the applicants you need, that your onboarding process is in place, and then if there are changes that need to be made to your onboarding program, you can make those changes and then make sure that they are effective, they are achieving the metrics that your organization wants to meet for that program. That is very, very, very important. So I want to thank you for joining Offer HR and Business Solutions today. We're going to be back on the air in 2 weeks. Again, we want you to visit our virtual home, offerhr.net. Check us out on our Google Hangout, which will be Tuesday, 7 to 8 o'clock. Remember, that is the first and the third Tuesday of each month, as well as our next radio show, which they are the second and the fourth now each month. It used to be the first and the third, so that has now changed. And we want to invite you to come on over and ask our questions. And so our next on-the-air is going to be on the 10th. Don't forget, 2:30 at lunch. I mean, sorry, 12:30. Don't forget lunch. Offer HR will be on the air from 12:30 to 1:30. I think that's about it. We are looking forward to August 19th. And I want you to look forward to our newsletter that will be out on the 3rd. Look out for questions with Offer H. Ask Ellie. I'm sorry. Ask Ellie is coming out. That will be starting on the first Wednesday, I believe, of Offer H. Of August. And when we select your question, you'll receive a Offer HR gift for us selecting your question and answering it on one of our blogs. I truly enjoyed having each of you here. It's been fun, as always. I've missed being here, and I am so glad to be back. Took a little time away, but I am back, and I'm looking forward to having some great people on the show with us discussing HR issues that are in their organization or changing laws that are going throughout the without the country. You know, again, HR is an ever-changing animal, never a dull moment. Again, we want to thank you for joining us. It has been wonderful. Visit us at offerhr.net. And we will see you back here on the 10th or at our Google Hangout, which will be this Tuesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Remember, business can be a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Again, it was great talking with you all. I look forward to speaking with you again. Have a great HR day. And happy Intern Day, and happy Talk About It Thursday. Until next time, everyone, this is April. Have a great one.